السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, my dear brother and sister in Islam. Today we can, tomorrow we don't. This message, it come heavy in my heart for many reasons. When you look in the condition of the Ummah and the amount of chaos, amount of blindness, the amount of heedlessness, the amount of dhulm, the amount of sins, the amount of poverty, the amount of calamity, the amount of aggression, the amount of oppression, the amount of suffering, and the amount of people who are living their life only for themselves, and they don't care about nobody except themselves. If you ask me, the people who are suffering is not suffering. The people who are suffering, the one in heedlessness, and they think they're living the pleasure of dunya, but actually they're destroying their life, because all this has a price, big price, Yawm al-Qiyamah. May Allah save us from that. My dear brother and sister in Islam, very soon we're coming, according to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the most beloved days to Allah. The most beloved days to Allah is the days of Dhul Hijjah, the first 10 days. It is reported in Quran وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. According to the scholar, it is the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And we're coming to the most beloved day to Allah. But be careful, this is the most beloved days to Allah. And during this time, when you understand it, we should get closer to Allah. Some people increase zikrullah, ibadat, fasting, but we forget something higher. All this individual ibadat. But what is the most beloved action to Allah? The most beloved action to Allah, to make a Muslim happy. This is why, if you ask me, yes, we do individual ibadat, but we have to mix it with the most beloved action to Allah, which is charity, alleviate the suffering of other, make other smile, make it easy on them and for them. Maybe inshallah, Allah make it easy on us. My dear brother and sister in Islam, all the campaign for Eid in India and other is underfunded. And it seems to be the majority of people is relaxing, and they said, we did enough in Ramadan. I bear witness to Allah, what we did in Ramadan is nothing. And the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah is the most beloved days to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please, my brother and sister in Islam, take the opportunity. We have a very, very short window of opportunity, because the difference between Ramadan and here, we have to prepare many things ahead of time, and if we do not do it ahead of time, it will not work. Please, I urge you, we are in a very close dead ending of a good opportunity, because the time is running out. We have to buy what we have to buy and prepare it ahead of time. The udhiyah, the qurbani, whatever we need, we have to arrange it quick before the prices go up. Please, I beg you for Allah, for your own sake, for the benefit for yourself and your family, If you love yourself, if you love your family, and you really love them, get closer to Allah with the most beloved action to Allah during the most beloved days to Allah. And I promise you, these days also, if you have any problem, if you have any calamity, if you have any hardship, if you have any illness, if you have any istikhara, if you're not sure about any things, I promise you, go to this time, do your best, spend the maximum you can, alleviate the suffering of others, make others happy, and make Salatul Hajjah and Salatul Istikhara, and beg Allah to accept your good a'mal, and make dua for whatever you wish. This is the time you can ask for all the wishes you want. This is the time you can have accepted dua, except the 9 day of Dhul Hijjah, inshaAllah. Please remember, this is a day. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam promised, this is a day. The Hajji will be standing in Arafat. This is a day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive the sins of the Hajji, inshaAllah. This is a day. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the most beloved day to Allah, this is a day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we fast, not the Hajji, Allah will give us the reward of Allah forgive the sins of the year before and the year after. Look at all this bounty. And the lucky one who Allah see him progress and running fast to achieve the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, show Allah the best of you in these days. Please, we are underfunded big time. We are running out of time. We have only 5 days window maximum, and we need your generosity and kindness. Please, to make this campaign of Eid al-Adha a respected and honored campaign, not for the poor people, is for us, to gain the rahmah of Allah, to gain the pleasure of Allah, to leave a legacy in this earth for ourselves and our family, to generate the blessing for our family. This is the way. This is the way, my brother and sister in Islam. Don't waste time. And don't say, for example, I'm going to do it in my family place. It's nothing wrong to do 1 and 2 and 3. Especially those who can afford it. Please, don't be stingy on yourself. Do your best. Because this is only a few days in the whole year. You will not have through any days like that. By this way, if you do the best of these days, you will see. Wallahi, I swear by Allah, you will see. Don't lose. And one more advice, please, coming from my heart. I see it over and over again, and it shook me inside when I see we neglecting even dua for the majority of the Muslim and all those who are suffering. And we neglecting even ourselves by doing dhulm to ourselves, by still having things against each other and a lot of negativity, and we cannot clean it up. I feel so sad, but nothing I can do. Because what Allah said, whoever Allah guide, nobody can misguide. And whoever Allah misguide, nobody can guide. Whoever Allah make him blind, nobody can give him vision. And nothing we can do. This is why do your best to get closer to Allah. Maybe inshallah we'll have accepted dua for ourselves and our Hajji and all mankind and all the people who are suffering. Please, my brother and sister in Islam, we have a very tight budget, tight time. Please do your best. Please do your best. Do your utmost. This is, we are in a time supposed to be qurbani, udhiya, meaning what? Sacrifice. Don't say, I spend this amount. No, sacrifice. Sacrifice of what you love. Sacrifice of what you have. Sacrifice of what you have in your heart. This is the way we can remember this season by the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son and his wife. This is the way we can live the sacrifice time. The sacrifice time is not only our worship and ritual. No. We have to show it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're ready to sacrifice the most beloved things to us for sabilillah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, please, I beg you for Allah, we need this campaign to be a successful campaign to us. How? By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala look at us and smile to us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala look at us and smile to us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease our heart to spend for sabilillah. And whoever do that, Allah will make it easy on him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us and grant us to be the most beloved people to Allah in the most beloved days to Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala look at them and smile to them and love them and unite us under His throne insha'Allah. In a day is no shade except the shade of the throne of Allah. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. My dear brother and sister in Islam, do your utmost, do your best. Go door to door. Don't be shy. This is not for us. When we do for ourselves, we should not ask. But when you do for other, you should ask and don't be shy. Don't be shy at all. Ask and demand. And those who can, please, don't deny yourself. Don't deny your family. Because whatever you spend, wallahi, you will see. You will see, inshallah. It will be a source of blessing to you and your family and your progeny. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from me and you, salihul a'mal, ameen ya rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. My dear brother and sister in Islam, clean your heart, clean your heart, clean your heart, clean your heart before it's too late. Wallahi, I'm choked personally from what's going on all over. And I see people, they cannot clean their heart. They cannot. And nothing I can do. Nothing I can do. I make dua. May Allah allow us to be sleep with a clean heart. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.